right away. These people scare me, and they think we're weird. A goat. I really don't. I can't imagine marrying a goat. I can't even imagine dating a goat. Getting to the point that you're that serious to make that kind of commitment. That clear you'd live together for a little while to figure it out and see if you're compatible, but I would think that would be a tough day, even for the most liberal parents, the day you bring the goat home. Yes. Mom? Dad? This is Billy? We are in love.
Ellen DeGeneres, welcome back to Fresh Air. How does it feel to be doing stand-up again?
It's a mixture for me. I mean, I love it when I'm on stage, but this part right now, before I start, I'm driving myself crazy because I have found everything in the world to do other than sit down and write. I bought a car. I landscaped my backyard. Every drawer in the house is organized. I hate sitting down and writing, so I'm kind of down to the wire, and I'm still really nervous. But then once I'm on stage, I'm fine.
Right. Now, here's something I used to wonder about. When you were doing stand-up before you came out, I wondered if there was material that you would have included in your performances, but that you didn't include because you weren't out. So it was the kind of observation you couldn't really talk about. So this is a double question. I'm wondering if that was the case then, and if you're including more of that type of observation now.
No, nothing's changed, and I think that was my huge concern when I did this last tour, the beginning, 2 years ago for my HBO special. I thought, I'm probably going to have, just about an entire audience of homosexuals instead of what I used to have, which was a lot of homosexuals, but it was a mix. It was a lot of, everybody, because my humor was always just basic. It wasn't even female humor necessarily. It was just observations and weird stories, and there was nothing that I thought, oh, if I was only out, I could talk about, how girls are together, or I just never, was going to do that anyway, and I still don't do it. None of my humor has changed, and I think anybody who saw the beginning, there's really nothing that's, except for being honest about the fact that I'm gay, nothing really has changed as far as what I find funny.
Do you feel in a way pulled in two different directions at once, on the one hand being like gay role model, and on the other hand not wanting to make a big deal about it?
Yeah, it's, I'm not a political person, I'm not an activist, and I kind of got sucked into that role just, by being honest about, my sexuality. I didn't do it for any other reason other than I got tired of, in interviews, having to dodge around that question, and it wasn't something that I felt like hiding anymore or feeling ashamed of, and I really didn't even think I was ashamed of it, but I thought, well, how can I not be ashamed of it if I can't, just come out and say it? There's got to be some shame attached to it. So, it's really hard. And I don't think that I'm a gay role model either. I think that I'm a gay person, and there are a lot of different types of gay people. I mean, there are a lot of different, types. I don't know who the straight role model would be. I think that everybody's different, and I certainly don't represent every gay person. I just represent me, and if other people feel that, but I think visibility is important. I think representation is important for everyone, and it's got nothing to do with sexuality. It's just someone else to relate to, and so I think it's important, but I certainly don't think I'm a role model.
When you got your first TV show, did the writers, did the producers, did the network executives know that you were gay?
Yeah, everybody knew. When I was offered, I was doing a show called Lauryn Hill, for Neil Marlins, who created my first show, Ellen. I was joking with him. I said, if this show doesn't go, will you create a show for me? And because I had like, two lines in it every show. I had nothing. I was, I think one show I said hello. And he said that he would. And sure enough, the show got canceled. And he called me and he said, we want to create a show for you. And I couldn't believe he was, really doing it. And I said, I just want to let